York at 10:01 p.m. local time. Natalie Grumlett survived the mass shooting, and she explains what this day means to her.
I think some people will be mourning that day and grieving for those 58 people that were killed. And I think that there is the aspect of celebrating survival that day for people that survived that night. It's a hard balance because you have to remember the people that died, and at the same time, you have to celebrate life.
Over the weekend, a shark attacked a 13-year-old who was diving for lobsters at a beach in Southern California, leaving him with traumatic injuries. Now, this isn't the only shark attack. Up in Maine, there was another shark attack where a boy was killed. Gail Lewis spoke at a public forum regarding sharks.
They're eating all of our fish. Now they're eating our children.
Lewis continued.
This was a beautiful young man who lost his life because we've been sitting doing nothing. It was beyond frightening. That poor boy looked like a bomb went off on him.
Dr. Charles Lowe is a shark expert. He explains why we're seeing more shark attacks.
One of the things that we are seeing, not just in California, but also on the East Coast, is that shark populations are increasing, which means they're going to be interacting with people more and more because there are more people going in the ocean than ever before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada.
The FBI is continuing to look into sexual assault allegations from over 35 years ago against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today on the Senate floor.
But, Mr. President, I'd bet almost anything that after it runs its course in the next few days, we will then be treated to a lecture, that anything short of a totally unbounded fishing expedition of indefinite duration is too limited or too arbitrary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The forecast for today, high of 80, A low of 63 with a 25% precipitation, chance of precipitation, clouds giving way to some sun. Tomorrow we can expect a high of 80 again, a low of 66 and a 40% chance of precipitation. Some morning fog, so watch out when you head out in the morning. And then Wednesday, October 3rd, it's going to be 81 degrees of a high, 60 degrees low, partly sunny and humid.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeConte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooks Ellis for the summer and part of the fall now. We are women on a mission to help Hunterdon County businesses be found by residents and visitors alike, encouraging our county to thrive. We provide a positive space to spotlight women as a driving and empowered business force in our county and help other women learn about owning or leading their own businesses through penetrating and sometimes humorous discussions. We're here to answer your burning questions about being a girl boss.
Hello.
So, hi.
I feel like I haven't been here in forever.
I know, right?
And it's, I'm wondering, can you hear me? Hello.
There we go.
I think I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks now that we've been, there's been some tech problems here at the chamber for a couple of weeks, and their internet, they're having internet issues,
which gave us some time to refocus our,
exactly,
our work a little bit.
Exactly.
And we have some wonderful people coming up too, so we can look forward to them.
We do.
We got Janet Madalena coming up for Madalena's Cheesecake and Diane Simovich of BW Nice. It's going to be really great.
It's going to be awesome. But most importantly, today we,
yes,
have Karen with us. Karen, you're going to have to get way closer to that microphone.
Yeah, I put it right up against.
Okay, is that better?
Much better.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Closer. Good, how are you?
I'm good. I spent probably 2 hours in Karen's store earlier this week shopping.
Good for you. Always
yes, you did.
Little
closing gifts,
therapy,
and birthday, right, gifts. And my favorite thing is I can go in and I say, hi, Karen, I need you. I need something. And then next thing I know, I'm walking out with presents for everyone. It's fantastic.
Wow, you bought presents for everyone else?
I got a closing gift. I have another closing gift coming up, and we got a gift for a friend that's, it was her birthday the other day, my mother, my friend's sister. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was actually fun.
It was so much fun.
Well, and I brought a guy with me too, and he had a blast.
He was totally into it.
Yeah, really, the guys have a great time at your place, don't they? I mean, there's so much to see at your place. It's not just a women's place.
Well, that's the thing, is that people don't realize it. It's really a store just as much for
them,
men, because yeah, men can get a lot accomplished in there.
Okay, and so what store is it? You want to talk to us? You have been on the air before, but for the new listeners today.
So I own two stores on Main Street. One is Attachments at 138 Main Street in Flemington, and the other is Sage at 124 Main Street in Flemington. We used to be at 48 Main, but we moved down the street to 124 to a much larger space,
which is needed.
Oh my goodness!
For all your wonderful things.
But I'm almost out. I'm almost running out of room in there because we always fill up our
already
space.
Already, I know.
That's
Christmas
great
is coming, you know, and I cannot
getting
wait.
Getting ready.
I need to get to your place and get some baby, something for somebody who just had a new baby. So I can't wait to go and
I
see what I
literally have
him
about 4 or 5 boxes of new baby that just came. It's really out of control how much baby we have. But it's all great stuff. People come in, they love the baby gifts, and we wrap them really nice. And
so tell us a little bit about what you do have in. I know you have something else that we want to talk about. We'll take a minute since we're on the baby stuff just to talk about the kind of things that you have for babies.
So We just got some new stuff. We have a new company called Milk Barn, which it's all organic and bamboo little outfits. So it might be a little top and leggings or a little onesie, you know, both for girls and boys. Lots of bibs and stroller blankets and lovies, large lovies, small lovies, hair accessories for little girls. They're so, so cute. Then we have some cute knitted outfits, and one of the things that we just got are these really great, instead of, you know how moms like to, like a kangaroo almost, like a...
Right.
Well, this is made out of a fabric that just wraps really easily around you, and you can carry the baby in it, and it is fantastic. People are actually coming into the store asking for these Mobies, and... once somebody asks me for something, you know that's going to be next on my list. So
yeah,
we now
use them with my kids. I love them. Well, some form of that all
yes,
the time. So you can have two hands free. It's
two
amazing.
Hands free. I just had my third grandchild
Yay.
A month ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm always
Is
thinking.
Is that what's spurring the larger baby collection?
Absolutely. And the fact that there's really nowhere around here to get a really nice baby gift. You
quality,
know what I mean?
Right?
We're not a clothing store for babies and children. I mean, we can't, you know, you can certainly buy a bunch of outfits, but we're more of a gift shop. And when you need that extra special gift, we have it.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. You guys really are. I mean, anyone that I talk to, if they're looking for a gift, especially men, I'm like, go see Karen. Because what happens is you walk into the store, or when I walk into the store, I'm like, Karen, so I need a closing gift for this couple, X, Y, and Z. This is where they live. This is what they do. And then all of a sudden, I have three or four options laid out in front of me, and I say, I want this one.
I know. You actually wanted all of them the other day. So you need to sell two more houses so I can get those wrapped
that's
up for
true,
you.
That's true.
Closing gifts have been our big thing lately, too. So that's really nice. And the nice thing is if it's a 100 and county address, I deliver. I ship it, too, if it's not. But I personally hand deliver them.
Oh,
and
that's
I like
fantastic.
It saves so much time for us, which is fantastic.
And the prices are really, really reasonable for the gorgeous quality of items that you have.
Oh,
the personal service.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I don't push you into a basket that... You know,
no.
You want to spend more money.
No, first
you
question
me,
is what do you want to spend?
Right. I always ask on any gift, what do you want to spend? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just so I know where to go, because I really don't want to take you over to a pricier item if it's, you know, a token gift. And you know, you can get something for $10 in our store. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's always fantastic. So.
It is. Everything's always amazing in there. So
thank you, girls.
I got an awesome outfit when I was in there. I was actually wearing it yesterday, and I couldn't wear it out because the weather wasn't good, but it was the beige pants with that beige sweater.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't think they were going to work together, but your girl was like, no, it'll be great. And I'm like, I love this.
Well,
and
I think Gretchen is listening now, so if you hear that, Gretchen,
well, and I woke up this morning,
job.
And I put it
we
on,
love
and then
Gretchen.
I checked the weather, and I'm like, darn it. I'm like, it's going to be 80. I'm like, okay, so we have to get changed, but it's sitting on my dresser for the next chilly day.
No, don't you hate that? Because you get this, you go to your retail therapy and you get the new stuff for the fall and you just can't wait to wear it. And then we get this Indian summer stuff or whatever this 80 degree weather is.
And the other thing, for those of you who are on our face, you know, who like our Facebook page or our Instagrams, the beautiful model that is always modeling all those clothes is my beautiful daughter, Jenna. And she really does such a great job, wearing them and photographing in them because we are always getting comments on how beautiful she looks and how nice the clothes are.
Oh, my
You know, we really have things that are easy to wear. And, you know, so everybody at our stores have a place. And,
well, and now your daughter's running Attachments next door, right?
Jenna's been running Attachments for a couple of years now. And,
good for her.
It makes it a lot easier for me when I have to be doing other things or right now focusing on Sage because Sage is having our trunk show, which I know we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
But she's my mini-me.
You're so fortunate to
I'm
have that.
So
you
lucky.
Guys both need to come on the show.
Jen is great. Jen is actually a ham, and she did have her – she was on a radio show in college. So
great.
She's better at it than I am. So.
Because last time you were on the show, we all went over to your stores to check them out afterwards, and that's when we met – Jen, right?
Yeah, yes. Jen is. Yeah, she's really
she's
great.
She's actually merchandising right now across
the
street.
Can you see her out the window?
She's probably in the window doing something with
Hi,
Gretchen
Jen.
And Megan and all our great employees.
Well, we're going to go find her. No, we're actually going to run over to our commercial break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hello, we're back. I was having music problems, but Facebook doesn't like our music anyway. So we're here with Karen from Sage and Attachments here in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're talking retail therapy. I just went and did mine last week and spent... it wasn't too much. It was perfect. I got exactly what I wanted, and I was super happy with it. But for those that didn't go shopping last week, Karen, you have a big week coming up, right?
We have a huge week coming up, and we're very excited about it. And I can tell everybody that tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning until Sunday afternoon, we have what's called our trunk show / sample sale. And what that means is all the samples that I get from one of my sales reps are going to be available at cost, which means that those are the clothing items that he went around to all the stores to show you what, you know, was coming for the fall season.
Okay.
And when he's done with them, they have never been worn. They're just his samples, but they're beautiful, and we get to sell them at wholesale prices, which also means that I have some of those items in my store at regular price, so it's great. Now, samples you generally are on the smaller side, but there's really so many different sizes. You know, clothes are funny. Some, even like a small, if it's a big oversized sweater.
Clothes really lend themselves to all sizes of women,
right.
Really.
It's such a great time to come out and even buy for the holidays. But the trunk show is all our new stuff that the more you buy, the more you save. So
I saved over $100.
Exactly. So people are going to be able to get somewhere between 15 and 25% off of our new merchandise, including shoes. We don't do it on the home goods necessarily, but it's all for, this is really our clothing event. We get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, but plenty of great employees to help, and it's just a nice time. No pressure. People are just walking around the store, picking out things that, you know, they like. And this is a great time because with the transition of weather turning from hot to cold, this is really when people are feeling, okay, I'm ready. A few weeks ago when it was very hot out, people couldn't think winter or fall.
No, now, right.
You know, the leaves are falling, the weather is changing, the nights are getting a little bit cooler, and they're actually feeling sweater. You know that feeling when
sweater
you want
weather.
A sweater.
Oh, totally.
Sweater weather is the best.
Yeah, I am there
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staring at my sweaters right now that I got at the last trunk sale.
So now you're ready for more.
I already started wearing some of the lighter stuff that I bought.
Right. And we have from lighter, weight sweaters to heavier sweaters to turtlenecks and great, our pants this year. We have this great pair of Free People boots that are awesome. And yes, we have boots, we have shoes, we're actually getting...
Oh, I need boots.
Don't know if they'll be in for the trunk show, but we are getting these amazing vintage Havana sneakers with stars and all kinds of... And fun vintage Havana shoes and...
Oh, my goodness.
There is... they're just... It's endless with what we carry.
So, are you killing yourself right now? Are you ready to curl up in a ball and just be done?
I am so exhausted. Just mentally, it's exciting... You get a high, I get a high from all of this, but you want to be organized and prepared because people, there'll be a lot of people tomorrow. So,
and with your personal service,
well, that's what we love so much about what we do. We always give personal service and without pressure, but we want everybody to know that we care. We treat everybody equally.
Yeah, you definitely do. You care.
We don't single out any. When I used to teach, I used to say to the parents at back to school night, when your child leaves my classroom, they're going to think that I love them the most. I feel that way about my customers. When you leave, you're going to think you're my favorite customer.
I do.
You do. Well,
I know
of
I
course.
Am. I
mean,
wait a minute.
See? Right?
Now we're going to have a problem here, Devin and I. We're going to have to duke it out after it's
you're
going
to have to
we're
come,
just
come
over and go shopping.
You're going to have to come over together. Right.
So we have some awesome pants. I got a pair of, are they still called pleather now, or is that dated?
Yeah, or now I guess more like vegan.
Vegan leather.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So I got some of those.
Leather.
So I got some dark brown ones of those, and then a couple other tops. And yeah, I mean, I'm so happy. And I didn't even try anything on, and everything just fits perfectly.
And you know what? We are selling so many of those vegan leather pants that we are... I mean, we have all different kinds. I think,
yeah,
yes.
I have a pair of those, right? Yeah.
But we can, if we're out of them, we can always
they're
order
so
more.
They're so comfortable.
Those I can always get. They're wonderful.
I didn't think they would be comfortable.
Oh,
I thought they were going to be.
No.
Not enough.
And you don't have to wash them that often. You know?
I just got from you, you ordered this for me because you didn't have a medium. You special ordered that jacket for me. It is
gorgeous.
Leather. It is like butter. It's very light.
Ooh.
It's not heavy.
Yeah.
Manly leather. It's very feminine, but it's black
and
it's
has
fitted and it's more business leather. Like
okay.
It's like, you know, it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
light.
Yeah.
Like,
but it wasn't the one with
and
the
it
embroidery.
Had the embroidery of roses on it.
Pretty.
Oh, really gorgeous. So her stuff is just very
she
special.
She has this one rack right now that's entirely full of faux fur.
Yeah.
I have about three racks.
So excited. And I might actually go over and get that vest.
I have about three racks.
It's worth it. I wore mine all last year.
My vests and my jackets and my pullovers are unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those are all at sample prices. So this company usually is over $100 and something, and you can get them for $50,
yeah.
$75 for a nice
a
long jacket.
I know.
They're great.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
you can't
and the
get
quality
that.
Is fantastic. It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's
and for $50, I need to add that to my wardrobe.
And it's great. You could get some gifts out of the way also at the show.
So do you have some layering pieces? Because I'm all about layering now that I've hit this particular age.
I am a very big layer. You wouldn't know it today
woman.
Because I'm in my work clothes. My
You're always gorgeous.
Oh,
don't
please.
Worry about it.
But... we are all about layering. So mm-hmm. we have the oversized sweater. We might have the little cami that goes, underneath it.
Okay.
A little boxy look with, all different camis, silk camis, lace camis.
Well, the lace ones are pretty.
The lace ones are beautiful. And it's all about layering as well as our jewelry. So, we layer our jewelry. I have my two little layers.
Is that on sale now too, the jewelry?
The jewelry is not on sale.
Okay.
But I probably will give a discount on it tomorrow, and I will probably offer people a discount if they went up to attachments tomorrow as well.
So that is one of the things, I keep saying that's one of the things I love about your store, but I am jewelry, stupid. I don't know how to call it. I can't figure out what would look good on me particularly and how many pieces to wear. And
but that's where we come
silver.
In.
So that's why you go to Karen.
You don't need to think, and you're not anything but stupid.
Like, particularly not a savant in jewelry.
But that's our specialty, and that's where we come in. When we work with a bride on bridesmaids' gifts or jewelry for her gown, we really take the time and We know, you know, we listen to our customers. We know what they're looking for. We know the prices they want to stay in. So we're really good at that. I mean, I've done this a long time. It's, I should know by now, don't you think?
And you have some men's pieces there always. So like if I need to run in and get my husband a gift quick.
We do. We carry
right there and it's gorgeous.
It's great. So from stainless bracelets, inexpensive, to Uno Day 50, which is a little higher end, made in Spain. Great company comes in, you know, their packaging is great. We have the engraving machine, which is all about, you know, personalizing, inspirational. We do a lot of coordinates now. Coordinates are so big. So we engrave coordinates on keychains, on, you know, necklaces. So it all goes together. You buy an outfit, you get a piece of jewelry, you buy a pair of shoes. We have the great pocketbooks.
I think I saw a grill.
We have the grill. Yes.
No way. Grills?
We have a whole little section for football. So we have one sweater that's like football mom, or it has a football on it. And then that whole area is football. So we have this little grill that
it's like the size of my iPad.
It's like a little suitcase. It's tiny. But you just throw some charcoals on it and it closes up. And, you know, if you go and you want to have hot dogs and hamburgers before
your own tailgate party.
Your own little private tailgate party.
Yeah. And healthy food that way, too.
We actually now have coasters that say that, you know, Eagles, Giants, Jets.
Oh, boy.
You know, along with our town coasters with all the different towns in Hunterdon County. So it's endless what we have. It really is.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to go back in. And everything is so thought out. I still, my favorite part about it is that, like you said, if Deb isn't fantastic at picking out jewelry, you guys are there to help.
You know, sometimes, I'll tell you what.
When needed. I'm one of the people that needs it.
I have some gorgeous pieces because they're like, oh, this would look. And I saw it on a model, one of their models they had in them. And she kind of revised it a little bit to fit my style. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really, really great.
Well, that's the thing. I find that sometimes people tend to go towards what they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And they don't often step out of the box until somebody like Jenna, Gretchen, I, any of my girls that are working for us, can show them something that might not be their normal pick, but when we put it on and we put it all together and it becomes a package for them, you know, they're willing to step out of the box a little bit more. They just don't know how.
So. And you're honest about it, too. I mean, you're not going to say it looks great just to make a sale because you said to me, no, that's too long on you. You know, you're too short for that.
No, right.
Like, you know,
but you know, it's
you're
funny
very
because,
honest. I love that.
But I have to do say, I do most of the shopping. Well, Jenna, Gretchen, I, and so we love our stuff so much that almost my first reaction is, oh yes, it's beautiful because we love it, you know, but it really has to fit right. And, and I don't, you know, I want people to come back. I want them to, you know, love what they have and shop more often at our store.
How many people do you think are going to be here this week?
Hundreds. Hundreds.
And it's first come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
And I gotta get there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so much stuff in the store. I can't see us running out, but I always get nervous even though I know I don't need anything else. And I called one of our other companies who probably is going to be calling back soon, and I ordered, like, some more dresses and this beautiful trench coat. And I'm going to see if they'll overnight it.
Oh my goodness, Karen.
And I don't need anything. Trust me. I'm just obsessive compulsive when it comes to all these beautiful things.
You know, you always put this trunk show on just for my birthday. That's what I think.
Because
I'm your favorite customer.
I know. I do it in honor of you, Deb.
Easy there. So everyone can get their birthday presents for my birthday.
That's funny. Jenna actually reminded me today that it was your birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
I know.
Wednesday I'll have my birthday.
So was Gene.
I don't get any older. Yeah, you know, he's good. He throws me in a room and I just throws clothes at me and
Deb
I get that pretty woman.
Oh, Deb has that husband that he takes the time, he tries it on, you know, brings it over to her. He makes her do her like pirouettes to see how it looks.
Yeah, he wants to see how it looks. He's like, I'll be here. He's always wandering off talking to the women now. Like, I'm like, hello.
Here's that mod ref company.
There you go. Are you going to take it? We can keep talking. We're actually going to go to a break, so that's perfect.
We have our break
so
coming
we
up.
Will be right back.
All
hello.
Righty.
I was just talking about you on a radio.
All I am is a man.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada.
The FBI is continuing to look into sexual assault allegations from over 35 years ago against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today on the Senate floor.
But, Mr. President, I'd bet almost anything that after it runs its course in the next few days, we will then be treated to a lecture, that anything short of a totally unbounded fishing expedition of indefinite duration is too limited or too arbitrary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
A pizza delivery guy saves the day in southeastern Wisconsin. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It began as a routine pizza delivery for the driver. He showed up to a home in Waldo with a pizza, and a man and a woman came to the door. As the man was looking for the money to pay the driver, he noticed that the woman behind the man had a black eye and was mouthing the words, "Help me," and "Call the police." Sheboygan County Sheriff's deputies say the driver did dial 911 a few minutes later. That led to the arrest of the 55-year-old man he'd seen at the home. Authorities say that man was a former acquaintance of the woman's, who entered the home earlier in the day, punched the woman in the face, then tied her up with a power cord, and tried to convince her to get back into a relationship with him. He's now facing several felony charges.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today: the Dow Jones was up 192 points to close the day at 26,651. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark at 10:01 p.m. local time. Natalie Grumlett survived the mass shooting, and she explains what this day means to her.
I think some people will be mourning that day and grieving for those 58 people that were killed. And I think that there is the aspect of celebrating survival that day for people that survived that night. It's a hard balance because you have to remember the people that died, and at the same time, you have to celebrate life.
Over the weekend, a shark attacked a 13-year-old who was diving for lobsters at a beach in Southern California, leaving him with traumatic injuries. Now, this isn't the only shark attack. Up in Maine, there was another shark attack where a boy was killed. Gail Lewis spoke at a public forum regarding sharks.
They're eating all of our fish. Now they're eating our children.
Lewis continued.
This was a beautiful young man who lost his life because we've been sitting doing nothing. It was beyond frightening. That poor boy looked like a bomb went off on him.
Dr. Charles Lowe is a shark expert. He explains why we're seeing more shark attacks.
One of the things that we are seeing, not just in California, but also on the East Coast, is that shark populations are increasing, which means they're going to be interacting with people more and more because there are more people going in the ocean than ever before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with readings milder than last night. High pressure off the mid-Atlantic coast will pump a warm and moderately humid air mass on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds is expected. A weak, cool front will approach later in the day and at night. Scattered showers and storms are possible later in the day, but the greatest chance is during the evening. It'll be warm with readings almost 10 degrees above average. The average high is usually 69. Another high will move in for the middle and end of the week. Above normal temperatures can be expected with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will most likely crack 80 degrees Wednesday and or Thursday. The autumn chill is banked up in Canada and won't be heading our way anytime soon. You know where to find a no-hype, no-nonsense forecast with John Marshall Weather. And just to recap, tonight we're going to have partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Southwest wind under 5 miles an hour is going to be a gentle evening. Sun is giving way to clouds tomorrow. Warmer, scattered late-day showers or storms are possible. Highs near 80. And Wednesday, it's going to be partly sunny, warm, and highs near 80. And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies. And we are talking today with Karen Shankoff of Sage and Attachments.
Hello, there we are.
That was a heck
of a weather report.
It's going to rain tomorrow. Gotta love John Marshall weather.
And some awful news.
Yes.
So a little pitch for tomorrow, Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce Golf Classic. Despite the weather, it will be held at Heron Glen Golf Course. Registration should have already happened, I believe. I will be there. And then there should be a lunch afterwards. More information can be found at hunterdon-chamber.org.
So tell us, Karen, what are the exact dates of your trunk show sale?
So they start tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m., and it goes until 8 o'clock or, you know, when the last person leaves, all the way to Sunday. And every day it is the same hours except Sunday. We're just going to do 9 to 5 instead of till 8.
Are you going to be there for all 12 hours every day?
Every day, all day.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
She's a worker.
And then crash and burn on Monday. But I don't even think I can do that. I think I actually have to work on Monday at Attachments because my daughter is going to my daughter-in-law's bachelorette party in Arizona.
Oh, my goodness.
She won't be coming home till Monday, so I'll fill in.
So when are you going to sleep?
Haven't figured that out yet, but, you know, we'll try and get a little bit in.
Because 8 to 8, so you probably get to the store at what, 6:37?
No, I'll probably get there at about 8:30, just, you know, because we'll clean up the night before.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Gretchen or Jen or one of the girls would be there at 8 to open the doors?
Well, the doors open at 9.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
That's still a long day, though.
It's a long day, but it's a very exciting day.
You have a blast with this.
Oh, my God. It's such a nice show.
Yeah.
I really, if anybody is listening, I urge you to come because it's so much fun and there's just so many beautiful things. And like I said before, it's a great time to get some gift giving done.
What's your favorite part of the week?
Oh, God, my favorite part
besides
of the week.
When I come in.
Yeah, right, when Gene Hill comes in. My favorite part is all of it because it's just exciting. I mean, every customer that walks in is happy to be there. We really don't have awful customers. We have amazing customers. So,
well, and it's because you have such a great attitude about it, too.
I think so.
Again, I don't know when you sleep. But you always have energy and are passionate and are ready to go. It's so much fun coming into your store just for that purpose.
Because I truly love our merchandise. Yes. I really, really love our merchandise. And I think that it's easy to sell things that you actually like.
Yeah.
As opposed to selling things. That's why I'm picky about what we bring in because I don't want to sell something that I have a hard time with. Years ago when my sister and I were in this business, and I'll just tell the story fast, my sister picked out a necklace that I thought was the ugliest thing, and I really had a hard time selling it, and I said to her, I can't do this. I just can't do this. So we started taking that necklace and hiding it on each other. I would put it in a shoe when I was at her house, and months later she'd find it. And then I'd one day wake up, and I went to get, you know, she would come to my house, and then I'd go to make raviolis in my freezer, and they'd be in a, the necklace would be in a box freezer. And,
oh, my gosh.
And
like a run-on joke.
This went on for years, and when she finally left the business, just because she had to, not because anything happened with us.
Yeah.
She took the necklace and wrote this beautiful poem about two sisters, and she retired the necklace on in a frame. And I have it at Attachments. It's if anybody ever wants to see it,
I gotta go see this.
It'll make you cry. It actually, every time I read it, it makes me cry. It's about two sisters and the ugly ice cream cone necklace.
Ice cream cone necklace.
Is that what it was?
I hated it. I said, I can't do this. I went to the bank once, and they gave me my money in a deposit, and in it was the necklace.
No.
Mm-hmm. She gave it to the bank.
She gave it to the bank to give you?
Oh, my God. She opened up her refrigerator and was wrapped around a ketchup bottle. But it took months to find them because you didn't, you know, I didn't get to her house that often. She was in Connecticut, so it would take time.
Wow.
To hide it again. But it was so much fun.
Hide the ugly story. What is your sister doing now?
My sister is just retired and home and, you know, enjoying life.
I didn't realize you guys started that together.
We did.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We did.
How long ago was that?
17 years
ago. Oh, my
ago.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Out of the back of my car.
In New York?
No, that was I did Union Square 1 year,
yeah,
and I
remember
did Bryant
that.
Park 1 year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, and she came to work with me there, but by that time she was out of the business.
Okay.
But it started 17 years ago because of her.
Yeah.
Because of her.
She must be so proud with how far you've come with it, because I'm sure
I think
it's
so. I mean,
changed
I
a little bit since
it did. I'm sad she's not in it because we had so much fun and we were always together. And the name Attachments actually comes because we used to sell these Italian charm bracelets that you would take a link off and attach a link.
Mm-hmm.
But we also knew that the name Attachments was a great name because we were so attached as sisters.
Oh, that's sweet. Great.
So, and now it's everything you can get attached to. So,
the
name
really—that's
you know,
yeah, that's
my tagline. It in our.
And what about Sage?
So Sage was supposed to be just for the winter, just to open up another store on Main Street to give it something to do, and it was almost going to be called Attachments too. But when I opened up Sage down the street, the landlord said, could you take it for a year? And I said, okay, I could do that because I'm impulsive. But I wasn't going to call it Attachments, too, so I came up with a different name. So we liked the name Sage, and then I called my sister and I said, I'm opening up a store called Sage because I like the name and I'd like to set, you know, sell some like earthy things and eco-friendly and fair trade. So she goes, how about Sage, seeking a greener environment?
Oh my gosh.
So that's what, it was a lot of antiques back then. And we've really evolved.
You had antiques?
Oh yeah, we started with a lot of antiques.
Really?
And, you know, I didn't know really what I was going to do. But I have to tell you that I always told my customers that if I was ever to open up another store, I would call it one for you and two for me. And then I lied and opened up Sage.
Oh.
Because nobody ever comes in and can only buy one thing for themselves. For somebody else, they always have to buy it.
Absolutely.
For somebody else.
Well, that's how I ended up with a bunch of outfits.
Right. So we have Sage, and although not everything is eco-friendly, we do tend to do a lot of eco-friendly.
Now, you have something going on with the oil.
We sell the essential oils. This is very exciting for us. We built an essential oil bar. We teach classes. We have beautiful essential oils. And now we are going to be adding the CBD oils and rubs, which in conjunction with the oils, they're to be used together. So I know it is going to be outrageous.
So a lot of people don't really understand CBD oil and
it comes from the hemp plant or the marijuana plant, but it's
a different variety. It has no THC in it.
It does not have THC in it, but there is one oil that we do carry that has traces of it, but I have to, you know, I'm going to buy a couple of those and you have to be a little bit, you know, more careful with that. But the others don't, and it's great. It's for pain. It's for so many different things, and I just think that's where the world is going today. So, you know, I'm very excited to be jumping on that bandwagon.
On the forefront.
And knowing that, you know, you could take drops of my oils and put it into this makes it even better.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It does.
So you could take the essential oils that I carry and put a few drops into this hemp oil, because we're getting ones that are called naked, so there's nothing in it, so you could add the oils. So that's going to be
a great carrier of lovely scent.
And for dogs that we're getting, for animals, and we're getting chocolate bars and all this. Oh, I'm so excited.
When is that going to kick off?
Oh, God, that's going to kick off probably by next week.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I have somebody is coming to show this, you know, be at the trunk show and showcasing it. I don't know when they're actually coming, but it's nice for people to learn about it, and then we'll have it probably by next week.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well, congratulations.
A lot of great things. So everybody out there, save all your shopping for Attachments and Sage, because we really do have the greatest stuff.
And our website,
which is attachmentsnj.com, is we're every day adding merchandise. So some people are, you know, buying in our car, you know, in the cart. Other people are just looking at the website, calling us, and we hold things. So it's
that service. That's really service.
I am all about service. You know what? I want really, for the most part, people shopping in line, not online, unless it's my store.
Well, on that note, we're going to pull off to our final commercial break, and we will be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me, Deb Hill, and my co-host, Devin LeCompte. Today, we're talking all things sage and attachments with Karen Shankoff.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hello again.
So, where were we? You guys were starting to talk about some good stuff off air again.
Chocolate. We were talking about chocolate. I wanted to hear about that. Good. You know me, I love anything chocolate.
And I'll have more information on that, you know, as soon as it comes, but we'll have samples out for everybody.
Yay!
So that's
all right.
I'm excited.
That's always good.
Always good.
And I was asking you about a couple of things when we were off air. One of them was I asked about your Italian tableware linens.
So we carry
you
a company,
and I were looking at.
Yes, we carry a company called Arte Italica. And that is going to go on our website, which will be great for bridal registry.
Yeah. Which you have, right? You have a bridal, or it will be coming on the website.
It will be coming on the website. But people come in and register with us, and, you know, we they tell us what they want. We're very hands-on with people, which is really how I like to shop. So
it's the best.
It is the best.
You just don't get that anymore.
No, and I think it's so much easier to talk. I just think that when you talk to a person, it's comforting. You get what you know, like I was ordering tissue paper for the store today. And, you know, my daughter would probably say, Ma, do it online. And I just like to call and go over and make sure that, you know, these are good qualities. And then I just so happened to ask, you know, are there any specials today on, you know, because this is one of my wholesalers. Oh, by the way, we're doing free shipping if you spend this. And I didn't know that. If I did it online, I wouldn't have known that. And I called and
you might have if you read through it, but it's sometimes more expedient to get a person.
And the thing is, I don't read all the time. I go straight to the pattern because I'm so busy. I don't take time. I'm there. Yes. And so it was great. It was great.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say I did the same thing today. There's a lot of websites out there that need improving and, I went on to order some more invoices for my husband's company. And they, you know, just a reorder. I clicked the reorder. I looked at the, I clicked on the product and I just wanted to check it before it went to reorder. Totally blank page. I had to call them up. I'm like, all right, is it actually going to say, you know, what we want on it? So I had to do the same thing and call somebody.
I like talking to people.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, I just think it's more personal.
It's great to have the numbers. You know, I had the numbers in front of me of what the reorder was and everything. And it's great to have the website to refer to, but it's nice to have a person.
Absolutely.
Really nice.
And like with our website, you know, it's nice when people go on, but I get excited when they call me to ask me about something, you know?
And you're always available. I don't know how you do it.
I give my cell phone out probably a little bit too much.
I have it. I was calling her
the other day. I feel like a doctor on call, you know? I'm a very important person.
I know. I think you and I were texting at like 11 o'clock one night.
We did. We did because I didn't get home till very late that night and I had never gotten back to you. And I wanted you to know that I would be here.
Well, thank you.
But I literally did not have a minute to do that.
So, okay, now.
God bless Michael for his patience.
My husband's a good guy.
Yeah. The trunk show, those are those purple signs that I'm seeing everywhere, right?
Yes, they're pink with black. And
are they pink? Okay, I'm kind of colorblind.
Although somebody is pulling some of them out of the ground. Not such a nice thing to do. But anyway, they
are.
Does
that have anything to do with the townships?
I don't think so. I think it's something else.
Some competition?
Maybe.
Well, they look great, and they're everywhere.
I do, and people are coming, and it's all over our Facebook pages, and we do a really, really good job.
You
marketing.
Do.
We
yes,
do
you do
a
great job,
marketing.
I'm flattered.
If Dana is listening, she is a star, an absolute star.
I'm actually on your website. It says she is the marketing guru who keeps you updated on all things Sage and attachments.
She is. She's in college, and even like when she's busy doing her thing, she's always texting me and making sure that, you know, we have this one on the schedule and that. No, she is one of the, she is so responsible that my daughter even uses her to babysit, as a babysitter for her three kids.
Oh my goodness.
So you have to know that she's responsible.
Well, if she's looking for some extra work, let me know.
Yeah. She's still in college full time.
That's awesome.
But she, let me tell you, this girl, and another fast story is, one of my employees wasn't showing up one day, and her mom was shopping for the first time, and I was probably behind the register looking at a text saying, oh, God, these girls, they just don't show up. And she says, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I have a daughter that's looking for a job. Well, that was 5 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And Dana was 16, and she's still with me today. She's a junior in college and still working and doing amazing things. So I thank the Lord every day that her mom walked in. So
is she going to stay after college?
I think she wants
to. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's really a testament to your managerial style.
You know what? I think I said it on the last show. I'm not a boss. I don't like to be a boss. I just expect a few things, you know, out of the store. But if I have to micromanage my employees, then I'm not doing a good job.
Right.
You know, I don't want to micromanage anybody.
Right.
It's great advice.
Yeah. I want to trust you enough that I can do my thing when I have to.
Yeah.
You know, my parents are elderly. I have three grandchildren. I don't want to think that I have to be here when I want to be with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to be at your store right now.
Let's go.
So
Let's skip and jump across.
2 minutes left on the radio show.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have some final words of wisdom from Karen. I still can't pronounce your last name. Shankoff.
Shankoff.
Karen Shankoff.
Like
and then we're going to get it jet over there. So hopefully we'll see a few people. after this because I want that vest now.
So I know. So all I can say for tomorrow is mark your calendars, all the folks out there. Trunk show, sample sale, 9 o'clock a.m. till 8 o'clock every night. If you want to just have a fun experience, please come to Sage this week. It is any day, of course. It doesn't have to be just this week.
It's always fun.
But it's always fun. But this week is going to be really extra special.
50% off some things, right?
Oh, probably even more, like wholesale.
The samples. Yeah, wholesale. The samples are wholesale. Yeah.
I will be there at 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
Come visit Deb 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
If anybody wants
wish
to be
her
there
happy
with
birthday.
Me,
that's right. That's right. We can. That's right. We can.
She'll
we
bring
can
cake,
celebrate. Well, we usually champagne. Bring Deb something on her birthday. You know that.
So, I'll take a piece of that chocolate.
Yeah, if it's there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, guys. Well, I think we're gonna take off.
Oh yes, that sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on Girl Boss today. Whether you're planning a visit to our area or fortunate to live here in the Skylands region of New Jersey, we encourage you to visit Karen Shankoff Sage and Attachments and our other businesses. And start one of your own. The world needs that special gift that only you have. Join us as part of the Women Supporting Women movement. We hope you enjoyed today's chat. Remember to like us on Facebook at Girl Boss HCR. And make sure to stay tuned for next week's talk, Monday at 5 p.m., only on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada, good for Mexico.
The president was also asked about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the FBI's investigation.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
Tropical Storm Rosa is bringing rain to parts of California, Arizona, and Utah. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect, and flooding is expected with 4 to 6 inches of rain in some parts of each of those states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
An American is sharing the Nobel Prize for Medicine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Two scientists, one from the U.S. and one from Japan, are the winners of the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing that Jim Allison and Tetsuko Honjo were honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison is a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump left Monday for her first big international trip, aiming to make child well-being the focus of the five-day four-country tour that will take her to different parts of Africa. The trip will consist of a mix of visits to hospitals, schools, and shelters. Tropical Storm Rosa is expected to bring heavy rains to parts of California and Arizona, with flash flooding expected and up to 4 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A debate was set to take place Sunday between Senator Ted Cruz and his challenger Beto O'Rourke. Now the debate